Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Cannon Band.
DJ Dallas.
Oh, awesome.
Walker, 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 hey, Walker, Walker, play, Walker, Walker, play, Walker, Walker, play. I put my money up. Damn. Now I can't re-up, ran up in his spot. Just to get my stats up. Now I'm back on deck. So shout it, what the fuck you want? Heard he talking shit. But this ain't what the fuck you want. Lock my CEO up. Now I'm back to Coca. Niggas talking shit, bro. Hang him by the rope up. Hit him with the chopper. Call that shit hot llama. Call me Waka Flocka. AKA Young Wild Nigga. AKA Yo Drug Dealer. Got perp, got kush, got pills, got white. In the trap all night with the hardest soul. Stats on the floor, watch keep order with it. Ship it to the left and he ship it to the right. So I said, Brit boys got it all night. He lame, man, niggas ain't got no fight. Kick in my door, we gon' shoot it out all night. Yeah. Over the brakes, I'm shooting with a cake. Oh, they do it, hey, oh, they do it, hey, oh, they do it, yeah. Drug dealing music, hey, I influence, hey, I influence, yeah. Oh, they do it, hey, oh, they do it, hey, oh, they do it, yeah. Drug dealing music, hey, I influence, hey, I influence. I got man down. Brain gon' come bow, ow. That shit hurts, so don't fuck around. But that happened off and on. You gon' pay the life you live. Or be Riverdale chunky. They gon' lay your ass out, rock you to sleep like a baby. Hit squad shouting.
Bear.
Yeah, man.
Alright, man, we in a bit, man.
What is it, man? I already know, man. It's CEO. SBIC, man. Paris is done.
Gosh, to know that shit.
How many callers get on this thing, man? Cause I want everybody to listen to what I got to say, bro.
Man, real talk, this one of the motherfucking show. Everybody that's on this bitch gonna have to call somebody on through it. Cause the room really full, girl.
This how we gonna do it, man. Jay, you wanna start this shit out, man? The draft pick. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We ain't doing the draft pick no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause we had a misunderstanding. You know what I'm saying? So after this show is over, 8 out of 10, there probably won't be a goddamn. I ain't gonna even say it, my nigga.
Say that shit to goddamn. We see what goddamn nigga gotta say.
Let's you know
just,
what I'm saying?
Goddamn.
Because Paris Dunn still slick disrespected for my own movement.
I wanna do something. Cause I feel like everybody looking at the bad part of it. Everybody that's on this phone should know what the HHC is, Hustle Hard Committee. Everybody on this phone should know what the 100 grand court shit is. Everybody on this phone should know what the paper fetish shit is, man. I want y'all to, I just want to go down the list. Since everybody looking at all the bad stuff, I want everybody to see the good part of it because JR is a good person. So I'm going to go down the list, man, and I'm going to go down the list of all the callers because I'm hoping everybody we got on air promoters. And just ask them for their own personal opinion of the family. If they feel something bad, then say something bad. If y'all feel something good, just say something good. Y'all know,
Chris. Because at the end of the show, a decision will be made. It would be a movement or the movement is fucking done. Because like I said, Paris Dunn is motherfucking, see, I was slick disrespecting and slick trap. Out of all people, I had to be the one, you feel me? So let's get it, man.
Let me click in. Got now Iggy and got down on. I don't see JR, man. What the fuck JR is?
JR probably got his phone was dead when I called him.
Hold on.
He probably didn't call in.
Right,
don't call it nobody.
I know.
He probably, you know, Spider-Man last digit.
Nah, what Spider-Man last digit?
Damn, I don't even know.
Man, JR, if you on here, prayer one.
Prayer one, hang on there, prayer one again. Dude, that's simple.
Iggy, you on here, bro?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go. Start from the bottom,
J.R. From the bottom?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 9272, what's
happening?
9272, what's happening?
Oh, what's up, bro?
Zach. Who?
Zach.
What's up, bro?
Man.
Man, tell me how you feel about this whole Hustle Hard, 100 grand, paper fetish.
Right. Yeah, I see it, bro. It's going in, like,
there's a lot of stuff that people want out the wrong stuff right now, bro. We trying to get, like, trying to get right. We ain't trying to look for no, just point out, oh, man, he doing this wrong, they doing this wrong. We trying to come together, bro, and just do it right. But that ain't what, people ain't seeing it. They looking at all the bad stuff that's going on. Oh, man, one night, we might not have as many people club, but on next weekend, we're going to work on getting more people, so just got to get it right. We just, it ain't like we've been doing this for, like, months and months and months. We just started. So we got to work our way up to the top before we have everything, like, perfect. And we still ain't going to have everything perfect then.
Well, no, man, I appreciate you for speaking mine. Hold up real quick, all right?
Yeah.
Got on 3208. What's happening?
What up, man, bro?
What's happening, man?
Man, Jim.
How you feel about the whole movement, man?
Shit. All I can say is I'm in it for the long run. Just, I'm ready to make shit happen. Just whatever. With me, it's not all about going up. I ain't trying to go down. So fuck off bullshit. Just keep moving forward.
I feel you, bro. Bro, I appreciate you for speaking your mind, man. Hold on real quick. 5843, what's happening?
What's happening, J.B.?
Who the?
Blue and Tizzy.
Tell me how y'all feel about this movement, man.
Okay.
I mean... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You start talking first.
I feel like the movement went not. I mean, we were a big family. I guess I'm the only one that don't see the negative shit about it.
Yeah, that's how I feel too, because it's like, we all know before we even came, before Torchon even switched over, we was already like family. Yeah, we had ups and downs, but we came back, but it's like, I mean, really, I don't really be around enough to know what be going on because, you know, I be on punishment and stuff. But like I said, whatever I'm in, I'm going to hold it down regardless. So all of these extra stuff with beef and I don't think it's necessary.
Appreciate y'all speaking y'all mind. Hold up real quick, guys.
Hey, J.O., we got any Glock collars on here?
Nah.
Okay. Anybody? No. Oh, I got a lot of people that's trying to get in.
Yeah, no. As I take everybody's opinion, I'm going to hang up on everybody. Let me just, if the show hang up on you, just try to call back in. Let's just kick it like
that. Hold on. Don't kick nobody in. I got to call somebody on 3-1. Hold on.
Yeah, everybody leaves. You know another promoter, man. Call them on 3-1, man, for real.
Hey, JR.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm on 3-1 with one of the HBICs, Slim.
Slim, how you feel about the movement, man?
I'm saying, I feel like we doing what we gotta do. Like, just cut the beef out. That's all I'm saying.
Hello. Hold on, Jay.
All right,
go ahead, Jay.
All right,
go ahead, Slim. Say what you're saying.
I'm just cut the beef out within the family. Like, even the people who I don't know in the family, I'm still gonna hold them down regardless because they're in my family. But I feel like we moving up. We doing what we gotta do and just cut all the beef out and we gonna be straight. That's how I feel about it.
Shit, Jay. I heard Jay. I know I heard that nigga Mo Red call.
That nigga called on the other line. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right, got on. Did I already call 9635?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. 5765.
What's happening, big bro?
What's up, Spike?
Shit, man.
How you feel about the movement, man?
Bro, I already told y'all niggas how I feel about this shit, bro. I had no fucking family, bro. So this shit, I love all y'all niggas, bro. This B shit, bro. These niggas taking this ENT shit too fucking far. We ain't no fucking gang. We ENT, nigga. This shit about fucking money, not fucking about I'm shooting you in your ass and all this other extra bullshit, bro. Shit, that's fucking how I fucking feel.
I appreciate you speaking your mind. Hold on, little bro.
No, I'm just
homie. Huh?
Nigga, shit, man. Go ahead and keep calling numbers, because at the end of these numbers, bro, I'm going to speak on this shit.
All right, 3913, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Stella, how you feel about the movement?
I feel like all the drama should just go, like, we're a big family.
we all gonna have our ups and downs, but we shouldn't let that get in between us. Not it. That's how I feel.
Oh, appreciate you, Stephanie.
All right.
93:39. What's happening?
Yeah, what's up?
What's happening? Who there?
Nigga, it's Mo.
Oh, Mo, how you feel about the whole movement, man?
Man, you know, I'm down for the movement, man, but it's like, just need to get it organized a little more than we got it right now.
Yeah, I see. Anything got about the movement you would like to get better?
I mean, we going the right way right now.
So you see a future for the movement?
Yeah.
All right, hold on real quick, bro. 4260, what's happening?
Hey.
Who this?
Avery.
Who?
Avery.
What's up?
Nothing. And I was going to call JR. He told me to call him on three-way, too.
All right, call him. First, tell us how you feel about the moment.
I just feel like everybody should let the bullshit go. It's like, it ain't needed. I mean, everybody's supposed to be getting along. I mean, everybody don't be going to all the clubs and they're supposed to be meeting up, but they get over it. People got drama with people it's not really called for, really. Get along, I guess.
All right, well, call JR on through and press one when you got him, all right?
Do what?
Press one when you got him. I'll tell him to text Iggy or Parrish when he on here.
All right.
Hey, hang up on some people, man. Whoever ain't got
their hand raised,
hang up on them.
All right.
We got
a
lot of people trying to get in.
All right. All right, I just hung up on everybody who ain't got their hand raised.
Okay,
keep going.
0367, what's happening? 0367. All right. 5410. Well, this dude, brother's co-CEO, Play, bro.
Like, what's happening, man? How you feel about the movement, bro?
Man, I'm the main one talking about beef, man, but we do need to let it go, dog, because I don't need my family breaking up anytime, so you know, I'm down for doing whatever for the family. Parrish can vouch for it. You can vouch for it. We're going to do whatever this movement gonna make it, man, because we them niggas, man. You already know I see nothing otherwise, so if everybody just down for the cause, man, let the beef go. That's all I say.
All right, hold on, JR, because I'm hearing the same shit and I'm tired of this shit, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm going to keep this shit 100 with whoever on the phone, bro. If you see somebody popping shit, you going to try their shit, bro, because we ain't a team of whole niggas, bro. We a team of some motherfucking street niggas. But street nigga going to see a nigga popping, he going to want to do something about it. So point blank period is going to always be beef for nigga talking. The only way you're going to squash that beef is if you beat their ass, and that's how beef starts. So no matter all these people who saying, yeah, we don't need this beef and all that shit, and I'm not even talking about niggas outside of my team, because niggas inside of my team that be ready to eat. And you see me every weekend calming their ass down, bro, because I'm not that type of nigga, bro, but I will beat a nigga ass, bro, and you know that shit personally, bro. So I'm like, all right, man, calm that shit down, because I be telling niggas we E&T and out of game. The niggas saying the same shit and the same people who saying shit, the same niggas who hopping up on MySpace, like, yeah, son, y'all niggas ain't really seeing us. We goddamn, we the movement. Fuck what y'all talking about. Hey, y'all talking about all that shit, bro. Soon as the niggas start beef on MySpace. I done seen niggas who I didn't even know was on the team that added me. Goddamn, yeah, you got beef, nigga. We can meet you. I'm like, damn, who the fuck is this? But I never seen them on the promotion tip. That's number one. Number two, we got goddamn... JR, you know both our inboxes be full of goddamn clubs that want us to promote. But what clubs don't see is they got a club, they got money, they got no promotion team. Nigga, we got a club, not a lot of money coming in, but we got a family, son. And this family getting broken up over some stupid shit, and it's not even beef. Is it? And then all this shit going on with girls and all that, and all the niggas getting hype over all these females. Keeping 100, man, I don't give a fuck who listens to the radio show, what girl listens to the radio show, man, fuck these bitches. Because at the end of the day, it's money over bitches, man. That's how you got to see that shit. So all this beef with all these females, you got to cut that shit, too. All you got to do is smack them hoes around and show them niggas who the fuck you is. If another hoe disrespect me on my CEO status, I'm not going to snap on her. I'm going to see her at the club, and I'm going to smack the fuck out of her, and I'm going to tell her jump, and I'm going to have my missus fuck her up on some real shit. And Slim will vouch for that shit. She on the phone. She will beat your ass. So what a real talk, son. You just got to go ahead and lay it down like that, son. We keep that shit hurt. Don't call in the radio show and talk with what people want to hear. Fuck that. If I see any foreplay nigga on the fucking computer right now talking shit, I'm like, all right then, bro. I'm not going to my face pop. Give me your number and tell me where you stay. That's all it is to it. That's all it is to it. Female talk, I'm going to let my HBICs handle it. That's all it is. So don't call and be like, all right, we need to cut this beef because it's breaking up the team. The way I see it is the team never been stronger than what I seen today when I goddamn jumped down old girl throat because I seen the whole team going hard. Like, yeah, bitch, we gon' goddamn. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, this the family right here. Other than that, nah, I don't see nobody on their promotion tip. I just see, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm in love with this person. I'm in love with that person. We doing this and that and kicking it like that shit is Twitter. Nigga, we on MySpace to promote. That's what niggas need to get through their heads, son. So if you got something to say about what I just said, you could go ahead and click in and go ahead and follow up on that shit for real.
Anybody got anything to say, press 1. Okay, nobody got nothing to say. Goddamn.
What is
it?
Anybody got a hand
raised? Somebody got something to say. 5410, what's happening?
You got me, big bro.
Who there?
Good play, man.
Yeah, I got you.
Man, I feel my CEO coming from, Wiggy. What Iggy Stack saying, man? We've been through this all day today with bitches and all these hoes claiming they want to fuck with this and that nigga on our team and all this and that. Yeah, man. I see why he tired of this shit, bro. Hoes want to just do things with the team. Then you got niggas that ain't used to it, who can't goddamn fuck. And you know what I'm saying? It do mess up our team. But like Iggy said, bro. We got niggas that got each other back. We always been together. Yeah, we been a strong family from the get-go. I mean, we going to do everything we do for our team, but you know what I'm saying? And Ho got to say anything about my CEO. Y'all can go ahead and message up play, too. And I mean, yeah, I know you can vouch for that shit. Shit,
okay.
If a Ho got something to say about the team, just go hit us up. We right here.
Hold on, guys. 58-43, what's happening?
Yeah, here's a little blue again. Okay, I'm finna speak on this because we already know what our situation here came from. We've been through every challenge, we've been through almost not every ENT, but it's like ain't nobody home like exclusive, but it seems like every time we get back cool, some old junk pop up and everybody want to start running their mouth. And when people start speaking bad about anybody in exclusive, trendsetters, none of that, I get pissed off. Now, y'all know how I get when I'm mad. So my thing is, like I'm saying, like when people got beef with the family, it's not about beef. It's not about we not gang. It's about we a family. And if one person jumped down one person's throat, everybody should be right there. That's how I feel about the whole situation. Now, about these foreplay people, I ain't even standing at them because half of they females, half of they people coming trying to get with us. So as far as I'm concerned, foreplay is dead to me, like, period.
Yeah, but it seems like everybody got something to say now. Hold on, 4260.
Man, bro, this car, man.
What's up, bro?
Damn, man. What the fuck going on, man?
I do not know. Stay on here. Hold up. 3913, what's that?
Hello?
You got something to say still?
This lady red, y'all.
You got something to say red?
Hey, Ivory. Ivory.
Huh?
When they click you back in, tell them I said, fuck this radio show.
Bro, you on air? What the hell you talking about?
JR. Keep so going, man.
That's that bullshit, man. I ain't about to deal with this shit no more. I'm about to speak my mind. You want to know what's up? All these females want to sit here, and I swear to God, any one of y'all text me, I'm pretty sure I got a message in my inbox telling me where you want to meet me at, where you want to fuck. This, that, and the other. So let's just keep 100, because females be the type. Somebody, I'm not saying no female on my team. It is a couple females on my team that want to sit here and be like, oh, we could do this, we could do that. But then when they go down, they want to sit there and run their mouth like about a nigga, like, oh, that nigga fake, this, that, and the other, and that start a lot of drama. Then we got a lot of fake ass niggas on this team that got I done seen in the club personally that Iggy got the scrapping, or any of my niggas got the scrapping, they ass was nowhere to be found, but they scream my shit loud as hell.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh, boy, let me see.
So
I want to talk
about it. Iggy, bruh, keep it 100. Bruh, am I the same JR from last year?
No, bruh.
How hard was I banging, bruh? If they want to bring up some gang shit, bruh, how hard was I banging, bruh?
Bruh, that's what me and you had beef on that gang shit.
Nigga,
not even
don't.
Back then.
They better back up, bro, because I'm not about to have it, bro, because I will bang your head in, bro. Y'all don't know me.
We not going to go back there. We going to keep it to what happened in goddamn 2009. these fuck-ass niggas who said they down for the cause and the movement. Because when Paris told everybody when the podium got wrecked, they was like, shit, whoever beat the nigga ass got $100. I give him $100, goddamn. I was surprised. Well, I wasn't really surprised to know my nigga Playboy popped it off. But if he was down for the team, goddamn, everybody should have popped it off. Mm. That's the nigga who went out party last weekend. The way I see it is everybody who come in, and I'm not saying all of y'all, I'm not trying to start no beef with y'all guys, but when Black Mar come in the club, y'all fighting the wrong people. Y'all fighting either each other, y'all fighting the promotion teams who's doing this shit. Because I know every weekend I come to the club, they ain't one of our niggas' face. Goddamn, either leaning because they stupid drunk, or goddamn, they just leaning because they want to fight. What happened?
Last week, since everybody want to get on here and they want to just, I'm talking my mind. Nigga butt on my little nigga Spade. And I wish they would do that while I around, because I don't care who you are. I don't care you black. I don't care you white. I don't care who you is. I'm going to hit you on a honey. I don't care.
Nah. See, look, I can't vouch for shit like that because I don't know what they did, but I will say, it will not be no jumping on either side, bro. It would not be no jumping because I just don't, I do shit. When my niggas see jumping, they jumping it.
Sure, man. They want to get on here with that. Man, look, man.
I got some shit to say.
Fuck this
shit, man.
I got some shit to say. No, Pierce got something
to say, bro. Put everybody on mute, show Iggy, and whoever else important. I got some shit to say. In this movie, man, niggas feel like if it ain't your way, some niggas, y'all feel like if it ain't your way, it ain't no way. I'm not finna kiss your ass. Iggy not finna kiss your ass. JR not finna kiss your ass. Female's not finna kiss your ass. The other day, man, ain't nobody finna kiss whoever ass feel like it ain't your way, it ain't no way, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But like I said today, I was slick disrespecting, you know what I'm saying, slick trap from my own motherfucking people. You know what I'm saying? So, to make a long story short, goddamn, I don't want to say it because it might ruin somebody, goddamn. It might make niggas mad, but... So I said they are.
Man, you say what you feel, cause at the end of the day.
Nah, because it's just stupid,
one.
Man. Everybody got down. Everybody making shit, all this deep shit.
Yeah, just
like,
say
you know
what
I'm saying?
Say.
Like even half these niggas not on their promotion, dog. But you know what I'm saying? Some niggas don't get paid and shit because you know what I'm saying? They're not bringing in hit. You feel me?
Hey,
that's why I feel with Jay. That's why I feel where Iggy was coming from. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, man, like I said, man, that shit, anybody want to leave. Please fucking leave. Because at the end of the day, I don't need nobody, bro. I choose to have niggas because I'm trying to take niggas to the top, too. I'm at the same level.
That's
y'all. You know what I'm saying? The only difference about me is that, goddamn, I run the building. But I'm the same place where y'all niggas at. I'm a promoter, too. I don't go home with shit at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So... Anybody want to leave this shit, man? Leave this shit, bro.
Press one, Sally.
Bro, you on L. They are.
Who on L?
You, bro, from the time when you got on here, talking about goddamn 40 radio show, bro, you been on L this whole time.
These folks tripping, man.
Bro, you been on air the whole time. And, man, to keep 100, bro, that wasn't even respectful, bro. Cause then I ain't, man, look, bro. Goddamn, man. Nigga be trying to keep respecting this thing, and nigga just want to disrespect, goddamn. And this shit is not right, bro. Cause don't nobody know me. And, goddamn, anybody on this phone can tell you, goddamn, man, bro, I'm telling you, bro, I'm trying not to go there, man. These niggas gonna make me go there, and they think it's a game, man. Iggy, bro.
What's not respect?
Bro, even from your point of view, bro, you be on hollering about respect, too. And how you gonna get on here telling myself, fuck this show, and you been on air the whole time?
Okay, look. We don't need that, because Black Mob JR, he got people. And Cam LaVoe JR, you got people. So I don't want to hear nothing about no this and that, this and that. I know you're trying to tell him it was disrespectful what he did. All right, just be like, bro, you know what I'm saying? They were mad disrespectful what you said about the radio show.
I know what I'm saying, but I'm not even coming at
that.
Leave it
like that. Just leave it.
I feel that. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, bro, everybody could tell you, I was a bro, man, niggas better, man, but I was a movement before any of this shit by myself.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I said. I did say fuck the radio, because everybody else got on here and talk. Soon as I say fuck, hold on.
Because you were just saying, you weren't saying it. You were just like, yeah, bro.
I was saying, you ain't give me time to say nothing. Then people talking about you got people, we got people, you got people. That shit ain't even been brought up, because the shit ain't going to get to that level anywhere. We supposed to be a family. And you keep hearing everybody say, I don't need nobody, I don't need nobody, I don't need nobody. Man, what the fuck, man? We ain't foreplay, man. Why the fuck is everybody, the thing is, this shit stupid. Because I'm going to be real, since everybody else being real, a lot of shit is getting started because of a bunch of nobody. And at the end of the day, not doing shit, Charlie. A lot of shit is getting started, so a lot of people letting shit get to their head. I get on my space, look at the little status shit, and I laugh at that shit, ignore that shit, man. Like, man, fuck that shit, man.
I give you that, JR. You do be goddamn on my space, not updating your status about no beef shit. I give you that.
Fuck all that bullshit, cause man, I'm telling, man, nigga got me so fucked up in the goddamn car.
Who got you fucked up, bro?
It feel like everybody got me fucked up. Keep 100. Cause, man, I feel I've been the most patient nigga. Iggy, have I not been the most patient nigga with the money shit, bro?
Yes, ever since that name, my first goddamn with Susan,
bro. I've been the most patient nigga with every. I've been fucking with everybody hard, bro. And nigga want to get on here, talk all that. Man, fuck that shit, bro. Hey, keep 100. Pez ain't going home with no money like that. I'm not going home with no money like that. Iggy not going home with no money like that. Niggas want to know how JR go to the mall and got them buy a new outfit every weekend. Nigga, it's not no promotion money. Iggy, how you bought a whole polo outfit last Friday? Promotion money?
I'm not gonna say it over the radio, but it wasn't.
Exactly, nigga.
Man. I'm gonna say one thing, man. Then I'm out. All right, I'm out. Since everybody, you know what I'm saying, making it seem like this money shit, because I'm not putting money in y'all pocket. Y'all niggas gotta understand. I don't put money in my pocket. So at the end of the day, I gotta pay for the building. I gotta pay my security. I gotta pay my DJ. So since niggas feel that way, their movement is over. It's over. I appreciate y'all for everything that everybody did. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas held me down. I respect y'all. But this shit,
man.
I see Hustle Hard Committee is still on, but y'all do y'all thing, man. I'm up.
Man, 100 grand gonna keep on moving them motherfuckers like a goddamn. The biggest movement any nigga done ever seen. I don't give a fuck. I got something in the club hitting me up, man. I'm not about to get disrespectful on no fuck shit, man. And I've been holding everybody down, nigga. Hey, you saying, man? Hey, you thinking, nigga? Fuck, man. You miss me with that bullshit, man. For real, cuz.
Who disrespect that? Who, man?
Nah, man. Nigga disrespect. Ain't no. What a maniac for folks to be coming on here trying to call shots and shit like that, man. I'm trying to make way for my team to make money. And nigga want to come at me. Look, fuck the bullshit. Niggas know what's up. Nigga, even if it is some B shit, nigga know where they can beat me at. Nigga know where they can meet Iggy at. Nigga know where they can meet other JR at. If anybody got a problem with anybody got my number, anybody can get my number.
Hey, man, come on, man. Why the hell would we be beefing with
no, bro. I'm not trying to hear none of that right now, bro. I'm trying to hear why the fuck did she just say everybody's saying it's the money shit when I clearly just got off this motherfucker stating what the problem was.
And
it
I
was
just
not
said
about
fine,
no
fine.
Money. See, it was about this goddamn beef with all these damn females and all this extra shit. But you know what? It's cool. Why Iggy ain't going to stunt it? Because anywhere he go, he get the shit jumping. So I don't give a fuck, son. She, you know what I'm saying? I still fuck the Parrish Man strong way. But how she just took this shit was unnecessary.
Really
you know,
was.
It's not going to bite his tongue. I ain't starting no beef.
This shit ridiculous, man. And for one, I'm finna be straight real, man. Since everybody else done been straight real, for one, have I not said this? First of all, can't not one one person just shut down the movement. Second of all this fuck shit, man, like I told y'all, man, leave y'all that little people getting the people out, man. Fuck no shit. Nobody be disrespecting no CEO point blank motherfucking period. On top of that, man, all this shit is some motherfucking fuck shit, man. For real, man. If I get on the radio and say, fuck this radio, I'm not talking to you, Jay. I'm talking about the radio. Fuck the radio because everybody on here ain't talking about shit. That's how I felt. That's how I felt. You know me. If I want to say something to somebody, I'm going to say it to you. I'm going to say it to the person. You feel me? And then on top of that, this shit is all crazy, man. We supposed to be on motherfucking deck. We motherfucking goddamn won at the end of the day. Either way it go, man, because there's so many people that want to fuck with a plain black period. And motherfuckers are whining and complaining about stupid shit. Only person that got a right to motherfucking really complain is Iggy, goddamn JR, and the other motherfucking CEOs of that ENT, man.
Go ahead, Iggy, what you want to
do? All right, man, look. Lady Red said click in, she on Stephanie line.
This shit. Stupid.
Man, Red, I'm clicking you in, Red. Don't be long, because I'm so high right now. I need to get off this shit. I need to holler at goddamn some real niggas about some real shit. Goddamn, and that's the two niggas on the phone. Okay, it about to go down. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I ain't have no suggestions about our movement because our movement is a family because I never seen nobody there argue and we about to fight in one day and the next day back to being buddy-buddy without even no questions asked. We are not only a movement. That's what y'all fail to realize. We are really family. We really click with each other to be family. We let all our problems go to the side. And, like, that's stupid for us to
do. I'm sorry to catch y'all later, Red, but you right. But let me tell you where that shit stop at, though. You right. We a family. And let me tell you where it stopped. The family part stopped at. It's the main part of it's a family. Like, the people who really be fucking with each other. That's why we need to get everybody more in tune with each other. Because I know I can say some shit that might slip piss Iggy or JR off, or they say some shit that slip piss me off. And nigga be like, fuck that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. And the next 15 minutes later, nigga be like, fuck that shit. Or they pissy. It's like, but it's other people. It's other people that feel like they see us talking to each other like they're like, "Her, man, you got to argue on the radio." You see how quick that shit got dropped. But it's other people who don't know. It's other people who don't know, don't have that connection with us like that, and then they say shit to us, and then that shit just don't get dropped, and that shit get bigger than it was like the shit that happened on MySpace today.
But I was just saying, I don't want to see, because I know for a fact, like, honestly, that we really are just more than a movement, and I can see it every day. Like, I'm changing, JR Exclusive, Iggy, JR 2100 is really changing. I'm like, if you can see a change in somebody, how can you be so quick to say, like, the movement is fucking up? Really, the movement is getting better. No matter, everybody go through situations, everybody got their bad days, so it's going to be an argument. But think about it. Let it go. It's a new day. Let it go. So when somebody disagrees with something, just be like, okay, that's the end of it.
And also, slick shit, shouted.
No. The family is getting better, not the movement. The movement is getting worse because we got all these rejects from goddamn different ENTs coming over on Fion shit, fucking up what we had. Now, I'm not going to say no names. If you look at our team before, when we first started fucking with the Pokemon, there was no problem.
It really
was no problem. We was goddamn every weekend on MySpace, we just got them joining on each other. We just got there having fun. Then
that's the truth.
Peons start sliding through this motherfucker, and the peons start fucking up everything.
And let's just keep it real. All the peons who talk junk on MySpace, but we have yet seen your face, and let me rephrase that. We don't see your face every weekend. Who faced Iggy?
Yeah.
Do I see your face every weekend, bro?
They
are. Since I came home, have you not seen my face every weekend?
Yeah.
But.
Hey, look, check this out, man.
Hold on. How you gonna talk junk on MySpace, bro, and you not even at the club every weekend, bro? And that fall back on me. It fall back on Iggy. It fall back on JR. It fall back on the people who come every weekend. If you don't come every weekend, man, your status should only say party this Friday, so, $5 off, go shorty, go with this. I don't care, man, look. It better say something about your family. Don't say nothing about my family and you don't party with my family every weekend at the club, bro.
Hey, it's kind of like it's like, oh, for real shit. This shit is just like, I mean, it's a movement, it's a family, this shit, building, construction, goddamn. What the fuck I was going to say? Oh, no, man. People just be lying to say it's building character, shawty, for people like me, shawty. People think I learned how to take constructive criticism. I had to take constructive criticism and deal with this shit. Everybody had to take constructive criticism. But look, though, real talk, man. You got to examine yourself. How the fuck can you say you go hard for this shit, but then when one of your CEOs say something, you want to try your CEO? And it's not trying to say, like, we not on no hitman shit, like, what the fuck would y'all be without us? We run you motherfuckers type
what
shit.
What would we be without
type shit. We ain't on that type shit. We not, man. We all family, but this is what I'm saying. All that disrespectful shit, man, that shit got to stop, man. Oh, some bullshit. And I'm not going to say fuck you, female. Huh?
They think I'm playing, bro. I'm about to start running this shit just like a gang, because I dare you to talk to an OG like that.
Mr. JR.
I'm about to start running this shit just like
they
are. Because niggas think I'm playing.
Exclusive, bro.
Yo.
Hey, you tell me that's not a good thing to do?
Man, I don't know.
Remember when we first started, I said, bro, y'all got to do it like that, bro. They ain't going to run over. Y'all got to do it. But, no, bro, they keep calling. And then I tell you, you see where I'm coming from now, don't you, little bro?
I see where you're coming from.
Hold on, wait. Y'all not building that respect for y'all team. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing, but my team ain't never disrespect me to the point where I got to be like, I'm tired of y'all bitch-ass niggas.
No, but let me say.
Your team's a real family, shawty. Y'all been here
exactly.
For years, shawty.
Because have anybody in the main, where they started off with, ever come with you disrespectful like that, Iggy?
No, nigga.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. People
hold on. There was Jazz.
Jazz.
Is gonna be jazz, man.
Jazz gonna be jazz. Point blank, period.
But I mean, yeah, jazz is gonna be jazz. But
hey, look, this y'all want to know some real shit? What I noticed?
What?
This is what I noticed, man. We take one step forward and two steps back every time, every fucking time. And we just stopped that shit, man. We were the best score of the motherfucking touchdown, man. What the fuck, man? Start acting like the Falcons, man. And let's get in the game, man. For real, man. That's some real nigga shit, man. I'm telling y'all, man. Everybody need to just get together. Like that little shit that we did the other day with the whole paper fetish and the 100 grand. Did I not humble myself with that shit, bro? And like, I'm thinking like, bro, this is the movement to be more powerful. I'm on some other shit, Saudi.
What I need to do, bro, on 100, goddamn, I need to talk to the real nigga fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck who don't. Like, that nigga Wayne say, call, fuck everybody. If you don't fuck with me, I don't give a fuck, bro. Because I know at the end that who really fuck with me, man. JR, you already heard one of the moves I got planned. Iggy, you been knew the moves I been had planned that we wouldn't fuck with this shit. Bro, nigga, it's time to pull out them contracts how we did with Club Plus. You know what I'm talking about, right, Iggy?
Yeah, I already know, man. Fake cutting money before we even got there and promote the bitch.
Exactly, bro. It's time to type that. Iggy was done when that was going down. It's time to type up. If I already got the contracts typed up, bro. We got like 25 clubs all over Georgia. We got people in Augusta hitting us up, and we in East Atlanta. Man, bro, I don't want it. Man, we got 18 in our club. We got Libra asking us, Iggy, what did they tell us? Our whole thing could come drink free even with no ID, right?
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to hear that.
Savage Sounds, Pure, Scores on Saturdays.
I don't want to hear that shit, nigga. You could somebody in something, man. $100,000, nigga, we gonna stay live. We gonna stay packing the parties out, because if anybody want to keep on, honey, we make the parties, point blank, period. And if anybody got a problem with that, you could tell them I said it, because I'm tired of biting my tongue over some.
Hey, look. Hey, bro. Yo. I'm going to shut up. They go ahead and get on that roll call for that one, for that $100,000 court, man.
All right. Iggy, you name your people, then I'm going through name my people, then they are going to name all his people. Now, all of my ends, all our ends to you, man.
Hold on, nigga. I'm eating Crystal.
Nigga, what
I Crystal? Well, I want a number one from Crystal right now, Sally.
You see,
nigga,
this nigga.
Hey, Crystal, what we get from Crystal? We got that animal. What's his name, man? Yeah, we got the sack full combo, bro. I'm talking about 12 burgers and that motherfucker.
Nigga, I get that number one, like, goddamn, either goddamn 5 of them motherfucking burgers or 5 motherfucking big ass drink and an extra big ass burger. For real. But hey, look, though, I want to say something, though, to this radio, man. Hey, you on this thing, man. You on this movement, man. We not going nowhere, man. I love everybody on this team, man. Fuck that shit. People just need to get their thoughts, swallow their pride, and fuck with each other, man. For real, man.
Y'all
we not going nowhere.
Like, this same shit happened with Big V.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't had no club, so they had to go ahead and just suck that shit up and start throwing parties where we was throwing parties.
I'm going to keep on, honey. We not about to slick put up no fake flyers. Nigga, we might be out of, we not even going to be out of commission for about a week, because we probably don't got no party this weekend that we going
to
promote.
Come on, JR, you know how we doing the weekends when we don't go to parties. We all meet up somewhere and go do some
stupid
shit.
Exactly,
bro.
Did I forget my name?
JR, bro, nigga, first name, last name, hey, on.
Did I forget my name, man?
We meeting up. Look, everybody who with the movement, if y'all want to leave, I don't give a fuck, because y'all really didn't love me if y'all want to leave. Y'all really didn't love us. So, if y'all want to leave.
Man, I know PFC on deck, man.
I know $100,000 on deck. You know, and, well, we about to kill y'all niggas, man, with this fun movement, because everybody who done party with us know we have fun. We shut the club down.
And oh yeah. We got a little surprise shit coming up for the females. So y'all think we some women haters.
we
got a slick surprise coming up for the female. We ain't gonna say what.
We got some Ike Turner moments. We got some Ike Turner moments in this motherfucker. Cause some of y'all females be getting out of hand, or y'all just gotta.
Hey, I put 100 love the girls. I went angry, man. I love y'all. Oh yeah.
Nigga, I slick want to slap some of y'all, but we ain't going to say that on the radio.
The table says turn. I'm the nice JR now, y'all.
Oh, this nigga still trying to gain points and shit.
2 points for me, goddamn. But, hey.
Man, we might not have no party this weekend. We might be out of commission, but look, everybody stay focused on their MySpace, man.
Well, we partying this weekend, man.
We going somewhere, and I don't care what they say. They letting my team in, that motherfucker. I don't care. They
getting free. Because you know me, man.
And you know, nigga, have we ever paid to get into a party and stuff for last Friday, bro?
No.
Bro, I felt so played, because even when I first came to Vivid, I ain't never paid to get in no party, bro.
For real, bro, when I first came to Vivid, you was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, promotion pay, goddamn. I was like, promotion pay what? You know, I ain't no goddamn peon, nigga. I ain't paying shit to get no damn club. Bro.
Nigga, the fuck you saying? Nigga, I'm the leader of this movement. The fuck you saying, nigga? I don't pay shit, nigga. And I want a free 21 and up wristband, nigga, because I want some love. What the fuck you saying, nigga? Fuck with my movement. Fuck with my pimping. Goddamn. We will be somewhere. Nigga, I don't care if we at Iggy house this weekend, nigga. We going to be somewhere.
Hold on, nigga. Nah, nigga going to be trying to make my mom drinks and shit. Yeah, I don't need
that. We done did it before.
Why you claim you did have a party there last time when y'all went to jams and they wasn't letting the same Hitman one act like a little bitch, bro? We did have a party, slick party over there.
So it will be something. Everybody hit me up on MySpace because it's on time, man. I will call you sometime. Goodbye, y'all.
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. I love the whole movement, man. Hey.
this shit ain't over with, man. Feel what I've been saying? Look, y'all won't listen to JR. Is your radio shit still on?
Yeah.
Y'all won't listen, man. When I say it with one team, we stay together, can't crush it. Y'all told me that we made a committee so shit can't be crushed. Now the movement this week got shut down. What the fuck? Yeah, I see what I know you get what I'm saying. This shit is.
The movement got shut down, but the family's still here, so it's whatever. Goddamn CEO Iggy Stack signing out, HBIC Slim signing out, them motherfuckers, brother. Y'all already know where to catch me. I will be on the space. My status will be cracking niggas up. Go on, check it out. How that's the boy.
I am not finna entertain this status shit.
What?
Hold on, what you said? I'm not getting on this status shit.
I'm finna.
I been being good, child. Okay, I know y'all finna start. Right, somebody finna, some pin. I don't even like that one. But once somebody finna just do something to start an argument, I already know it.
I'm finna call out Lady Red on that bitch.
I know who's gonna start it. I encourage everybody to be a bigger person. We still, this movement still going, man. It's still 100 grand. It's still goddamn PLC. It's still the whole team, man. We all together, man. It's all together. Ain't no separation. Ain't no segregation. Ain't none of that.
Shout out to the Playmates, goddamn. Shout out to Schools of Transcendence, Paper Fetish, TT.
Yeah. The whole motherfucking team. Young and Fly, goddamn Freakin' Diva, Sunshine,
F-U-E,
Jokers, JR Barbie, you know. Goddamn. What's happening?
Hey, JR Barbie, what the?
The JR bar, Iggy, you know you want Iggy Stack.
You so lame, bro.
No, I'm having. All right, everybody, I'm starting the EP for my own misses. They're gonna be called Iggy's Little Groupies, ILG. So y'all got to get Iggy Little Groupies. I go ahead and fuck with the pimpin', man. But I'm out here.
Hell yeah, I'm out here, motherfucker.